Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Straight Up Sabres, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and the Charging Buffalo. As always, I'm Brendan.
And I'm Taylor.
And Taylor, the big news of the day, the Buffalo Sabres opened up that checkbook, and oh boy, did they make a splash, bringing back Riley Sheehan on a one-year, two-way, $950,000 contract. Sheehan returns to the Sabres after a short stint a couple years back. He is now seemingly probably going to start in Rochester, but we would have to assume he's going to get a crack at making the lineup opening night to play as the fourth line center. I mean, are you jacked up for the season right now or what?
I looked at the news and I said, oh, another $750,000 contract. And then I was informed it's actually $950,000. And it's like, wow. I think we're back to the point where the Pegulas are willing to spend.
Unbelievable.
Great place to be.
My reaction to it was me sitting there and getting a text from you after texting you and saying, what do we want to talk about today? And you saying Riley Sheehan. And I was like, did something happen to him? Like, what's going on? Little did I know, he's going to be wearing blue and gold once again. Back in action, folks. Unbelievable. Forget bringing back Sam Reinhardt. This is what we really needed. We needed to bring back Riley Sheehan. I'll say this. I mean, good piece for Rochester up front, right? You know, I mean, we'll see what youth that they have down there when it comes to guys like Rosine. Maybe Yuri Kulich gets some time down there. Paterka maybe is going to start down there. But Rochester really bolstered their blue line, so it's nice to see that they made a nice move for a veteran presence there up front who can capably play in the top six in Rochester.
Yeah, my first thought was 13th man. And then, because, you know, someone has to be in the box every night. Some forward has to be up there. And you'd rather it not be some young guy who could be getting time in Rochester. Riley Sheehan's, you know, he's 31 years old, or he will be. So it's like, whatever, if he's up there, that's fine. But then I realize Anders Bjork's still on the team. So I guess that bozo is going to be the 13th man.
Who?
Just be in Rochester for center depth, I guess.
Which
is fine. Like, this isn't, don't take this as complaining, folks. Take it as it's August.
Really is.
Yeah, exactly. So like, this is whatever. It's a whatever signing. He's going to be in Rochester, and it's not a bad thing to have someone you can, well, on one hand, it's not a bad thing to have someone you can rely on to play center to call up. Like, he was a decent, okay player the last 2 years in Buffalo and Seattle. Like, he's not going to blow you off the board or anything. Like, he's not going to have 30 points even, probably maybe not even 20 points if he played a full season. But
what, in Rochester or here?
No, in Buffalo.
He's not sniffing 30 up here, or 20 for that matter.
Yeah, no, man, if he played a full season, like, I don't know, he's in the range of, like, they had 17 and 69 games last year. Like, but he's not going to play 69 games this year,
right,
anywhere including Buffalo. So it's the kind of thing where it's like, yeah, it's nice to have this guy around. And if you really want, if you're really just impressed with Paterka and there's a forward injury, you can just bring Paterka up instead and just leave Riley Sheehan in Rochester. And like, there's nothing he can do about it. And I don't think he would mind that much sitting or playing in Rochester. I'm sure he's just glad to be around. Guys like him don't often last into their 30s.
Right.
So he's also worth noting, probably a very good player in the AHL, because he's been scoring like in the range of, I don't know, 20-ish points and playing. Like, if you look at his impacts, his advanced stats, he's not a guy that he's on the ice and the team just gets dummied. And, like, he's not Cody Eakin, where he's just useless in his own end and doesn't generate any chances. Like, he doesn't have good skill, Riley Sheehan, for the NHL level. But he does generate enough opportunity for a bottom six guy, and he can play center, and he's decent in his own end. So, like, if he comes up in the NHL, he's going to be fine. In Rochester, he'll probably be very good for Rochester, which is big because we want Rochester to win. Next year, and aside from Peterka, the Rochester has some guys, because I would say Peterka is almost definitely going to be an NHLer at some level soon. They have a bunch of like guys that could go either way, and they will for the next couple of years, I think, but the number of the prospects the Sabres have. So I think it's important to have guys like him that are pros that can teach guys how to be pros and also win at the AHL level, which would be nice.
Huge.
So it's a perfectly fine signing in that sense. The other hand, it just reminded me that we still have Anders Bjork. So like, what the hell are we doing with this guy? He's just gonna sit in the box all year?
Probably. That's your 13th forward, probably.
He's gonna be the this year's John Hayden Memorial Award winner for guy in like February, or like you see him and you're like, huh, has he been here the whole time? He's been here every game, huh? Wow. How about that? I had no idea.
Listen, if there's one thing to take away, I think it's that you and I deserve major props for just talking about Riley Sheehan for 5 minutes.
Yeah, with that, now let's take a quick break real quick here to talk about our sponsor. So we're sponsored by DraftKings, as you might know. If this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, why?
I'm so sorry if that's the case.
Yeah, it's August, guys, as I've mentioned. So, but even though it's August, the action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially the summer. With tons of ways to bet on all your favorite sports, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. So that's right, make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all the major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. So this is the time when I talk about it. It says here upcoming game matchup pairing, and I've done some more down the line ones, some future bets, and I don't think they'll mind if I do another one, probably.
Give it to me.
So I was thinking about soccer. We did a soccer one last week with Joe Yurden, but that was his choice, not his choice. It was his bet, not mine. Here's what I was thinking. Manchester United to not make the top four. You can bet that, bet it. Folks, these guys look cooked. They lost to Brighton. They don't know what to do with Ronaldo. They're definitely starting a rebuild. And they seem like the kind of team that's a good candidate to finish the season stronger than they started. But I think that's going to end up with them finishing like sixth or fifth, whatever. Depends how good Chelsea is, I guess, or Arsenal. But yeah, that's my prediction. They're not. They didn't last year either. So it's not that crazy, but not a lot of times in the past 30 years that United has gone back-to-back years not finishing top four. And folks, I think this is their time to do it. They do not look impressive at all. Anyway, moving on. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN, make your first deposit, and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details and responsible gambling resources. All right, now back to the show.
We're back. Hey, some good news, actually. That
the Sabres just brought back Tobias Rieder as well.
Oh, my God. Jesus, watch your mouth. Good Lord. Well, no, we actually do have some good news to share about our most recent guest who we had on Monday's episode, Joe Yurden, joining the team at Bleacher Report. Let's go. Congratulations to Joe. That's so exciting. He had teased to us on Monday's show that there was going to be an announcement coming in the next couple of days. And wouldn't you know, I think it was on Tuesday it came out that, yeah, he's joining the folks over at Bleacher Report and Turner Media. So that's great.
Yeah, good for Joe. He's a good reporter, very fair, and also a good writer, all that. So good guy to follow in general.
For sure.
Like we say, we recommend listening to his podcast, Maintenance Day, with Lance Laskowski as well.
We should get Lance on sometime.
Yeah, definitely. This is a good lesson, though. Mm-hmm. When you come on Straight Up Sabres, good things happen to you.
Literally, you will get hired for a job. Like,
but that's one of the good things that could happen. We haven't even brought it up because we don't like to brag, but basically every guest we've had on has had something good happen to them.
Yeah. Did you know Doug Bodger, this guy Doug Bodger we've had on a couple times, he ended up having an NHL career just because he was on Straight Up Sabres. It's crazy. He retroactively had an NHL career after he came on our show.
Yeah, Anthony from Expected Buffalo. Do you think he could play the saxophone before he came on the show?
Nope, no, sir.
You'd think so.
Mm-mm.
It's wild. Just a similar example, a guy, just a regular guy we had on because he liked hockey and he was a smart hockey guy, TJ Luckman.
Yep.
He goes on our show. Next week, he can shred on the guitar.
And he grew the most gnarly of beards that we've ever seen. Maybe
yeah, didn't have it before. Didn't have a beard.
Folks, he'd sit there and he'd say, "Oh, I want to grow facial hair. I want to grow facial hair," and he never could. He comes on Straight Up Sabres. What happens? What happens, Taylor?
He grew a great beard.
He grew some facial hair.
Definitely.
It's unbelievable. So,
the Evolving Wild twins. Well, only one of them came on,
right?
But that was good enough for both of them, because if you have an identical twin or fraternal twin, you can transfer over the luck to them. So,
correct.
They ended up getting 100 million more followers and subscribers to their website. You can't verify that. That's something that they would have to verify, and they are they're too humble. They would never brag about how many subscribers they have. And the same is true of Jay Fresh from Jay Fresh Hockey.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
I think he eclipsed the, as you had so eloquently put it, the 100 million.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe he did too.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome for him. Definitely.
Hey, and love that.
Well, we've had multiple Charging Buffalo people on, and they are getting pretty crazy. 1 million page views a month on their site.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Walt on. He wrote a draft guide, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And
a very successful one. We had Bill on, and Bill ended up winning the lottery the next day.
He quit. He quit doing podcasting. Quit his job,
yeah, he ended up, and it's crazy too, because he felt so good about his interview with us that he played the numbers that ended up coming out to being how long the episode was, just for fun, just to see. And wouldn't you know, now he also is a 100 millionaire.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, Kevin at NT Rider came on, and now his name's off the flight logs.
It's crazy. And he was legally adopted by Bill Simmons.
That's incredible, yeah. He's brothers with Ben Simmons, which is it's awesome.
Dreams really do come true, you know?
Yeah. Has anyone else come on the show recently that we should mention their success?
Who else has been recently on? I think we went through just about everybody.
Yeah, it's only been this season, I think. Well, this season last. You know
what? Chris Ostrander, he came on and people started to care about goalies after that.
That's true. Everyone is talking about goalies in Saberland. Everybody. And you've noticed that. Yeah. Before that, no one was talking about Devin Levi. Devin Levi was just some, he goes to an academic school, maybe read more books, you friggin' nerd.
Nerd.
Now it's like, Devin Levi, the future of the position.
Yeah,
people
absolutely
earnestly care about if Portillo is going to go back to Michigan or come out.
Question for you, though. Why do you feel as though this luck hasn't been extended to us? Is it more that, like, we just have to bear this unbelievable burden, this weight on our shoulders, that we just bring this joy into other people's lives while we stay without this luck? I mean, how do we explain this?
Well, have you ever seen, like, the movie The Giver? Read the book?
I did. I actually saw in, like, God, it was probably fifth or sixth grade at the Theater of Youth on Allen. I saw an adaptation of it there.
Oh,
very young for that one, for sure. But yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
There was a
didn't they have a movie about that came out? Wasn't Taylor Swift in it?
I don't think Taylor was Taylor Swift in it? I think
wasn't she
kid,
like end of the yeah, she definitely was.
Dylan Minnette was in it.
Hold on here. What was it called? Just The Giver, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I think so. Dylan Minnette was in it, I believe.
Wasn't he like
was
a ghost
giver
in it?
No. She might have been.
Why did I think that she was? Oh, man. Brutal reviews. Just brutal.
I mean, I imagine.
She was Rosemary.
Oh, of course. I remember.
Wow. Alexander Skarsgård is in this.
Damn. Oh, Jeff Bridges was the giver in it. That's right. Meryl Streep. Man, this had a wild cast.
Katie Holmes?
Yep. Oh,
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is very overqualified to be in this. Actually, a lot of people are. Odea Rush, who is the female character, she's in a lot of stuff. People would say they remember her from Lady Bird, Oscar nominated Lady Bird. I remember her from the Goosebumps movie, Jack Black. She's I would say a very talented person. I don't know why she hasn't been in more things in the last couple of years. Anyway, she was in The Giver was terrible. I don't even know. That was a terrible metaphor too. No, I think we're just more like benevolent guys, and it's like we have this not burden, but it's a responsibility. We have this responsibility to have people, they get to put their knowledge out into the world, and then all that success comes back on them. Now, this might be a lesson. Maybe we're not putting any knowledge out into the world.
Yeah, but we're the vessel for other people to share their knowledge.
That's true. And we're important.
We're the facilitators.
You know, maybe maybe this is its own reward. Helping people is its own reward.
Wow. This is amazing. Everybody, we're going to turn this episode into a therapy session now. Taylor, let's get to the crux of this here.
I believe we talked about this last year. I'm less of a therapy guy and more of a yelling at a tree guy.
Ah,
you're the therapy
guy. Right. No, hey, to each their own. I love to yell at a good tree too, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I usually yell at bad trees.
Okay, wait. As a quick side note, though, to get off of this train wreck right now that we're on. Speaking of movies, though, I saw Bullet Train and I really enjoyed it. Like,
oh, that's a great time.
I knew going into it that I wasn't going to be getting ready to watch like a cinematic masterpiece, but holy shit, that movie was so fun. And there were honestly probably like about 10 plus different moments that were like laugh out loud. The entire theater was like cracking up laughing at, like, between some of the one-liners, some of the cameos, unbelievable quick cameos, like no more than 10 second ones for one in particular, but like there's a few of them that it's people who are like very briefly in the movie that are just so great. Nice surprises there. Brad Pitt, I mean, he was so great in that role. I love Aaron Taylor Johnson. I've been a fan of his for a really long time. He absolutely cried. I mean, it was such a good cast. Like, everybody was so just, it was just so fun. Like, I mean, I love a good, like, whodunit in general, but this was like a very unique spin on it. And it just felt like everybody just perfectly played their characters, and all of the characters had such incredible chemistry with each other.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was a really good time. I'll put it this way. It wasn't a great movie, but it was a great time.
Yeah, it really was a great time.
I enjoyed it very, very much.
Yeah, I can't decide who it's a spoiler if you say they show up. In fact,
don't.
I would say a lot of people, because like there's like six people who aren't in the preview at all.
We got to give it like a couple weeks before we can do that.
Yeah, it's good to have a... I almost said original. It's actually not original. It's based on a book, but that's original for 2022. Like, that's at a book. It's the first time it's been a movie, so that's nice.
Yeah.
So it's good to have an original-ish blockbuster.
No, I loved it. It was great.
In this day and age.
It was just all around. I mean, good twists in there too. You know, the humor was great. I really was not expecting it to be as funny as it was, though. I got to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, so. Do you agree with the idea that it would be just like, it was not Brad Pitt starring in it? It would have just been not very watchable. Well, I guess you could put someone entertaining in Brad Pitt's place, but weren't we recent?
I don't know if we were actually on an episode, but I feel like you and I were recently talking about, maybe it was last or like a couple episodes ago, the premise that like, so like just one performance in a lot of instances could just be enough to make something like have a lot of value and very watchable, you know, like something that otherwise may not be a great product. If you have just somebody who completely like the star of it, for example, like completely steals the show and just crushes the main character, that it can really make up for a lot of the deficiencies throughout the rest of the movie. And I feel like that was kind of the case. I mean, he was great. Like, that was like so perfect for him, and just like his tone in it was so good, and like his like deadpan humor, it was very, very well done.
Oh yeah, no, that's true. I mean, that's what being a movie star is. He can make. I think who was it that wrote this? Because it was not a friendly review of the movie that I read. They said that hit movies are where movie stars are like made, but bad movies are where movie stars are minted. It was David Ehrenreich. I think that's his name.
I mean, I saw some negative reviews about it too. And like, I get it. But like, again, it's about like knowing what you're getting into. And no, like just having a grip on what you're watching. Like, I don't know. I think that movie was like partially supposed to be just like kind of dumb. And it was.
Yeah.
It was
great. Well, I would have a similar opinion to this as Spider-Man, which is, if you don't read the source material, you probably won't be disappointed when the movie comes out. So I didn't read this book.
I didn't even know it was a book.
All Japanese people in Japan, I know that. And the book Spiderhead was different. But like, I didn't have any expectations of that coming in. That can really, you know, hurt. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've watched a movie that I had read the book first.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, because like I said, this is actually a rare thing now that we adapt books. We don't adapt books anymore. We adapt video games or adapt movies that already happened. So it's usually disappointing. It's just a different experience. I think it's rare for it not to be disappointing. So I think that's where that some of that comes from. Also, right. Who are these film critics that have read like 100 books? I'm trying to read a book a month this year, and it's not easy. It's not easy.
Have you been doing it, though?
I'm a little bit off since it's the eighth month, right? So I should be reading my eighth book, but I'm reading my seventh. But
that's
I can catch
so good.
Up.
That's solid. Yeah.
Some people read like, oh, I read fucking 100 books this year or whatever. And it's like, okay, then you didn't watch any movies probably, which is fine. That's actually better probably for your brain. But who are these people that review movies for a living that know all these books? What? I don't know. Do you not watch sports probably, I guess? Do you not try to do everything in the world and fit it all into your life and then get mad because none of the things you have adequate time to dedicate to? Do other people not do that? True. That seems like no way to live.
These people need to live a little. Come on.
Yeah.
Enjoy the spicy side of life here. Come on.
Yeah.
Immerse yourself.
Everything like 1/4 to 3/4 as much as you want. And then, you know, you just get mad because you're like, why don't I do this as much as I want?
Mm-hmm. I feel like when it comes to books, I am just perpetually, I love the idea of being a reader and just like what you're doing. Like if I set a goal for that and I was like, you know what, I want to do a book a month. I feel like in theory, I would love that, but I just cannot get the follow through right. Like I'll start a book and I'll be really into it for a couple of days, but then it's like if I don't read for like a day or two, that turns into like 2 or 3 weeks sometimes, and it's horrible. So if anybody listening has any tips for how to not do that other than not being a piece of shit, I would very much appreciate it.
Teach us how to read.
Yeah, I would love to not be illiterate. That would be really great.
I know it really is about momentum. I read a book.
Shout out timing.
I read a book in like an hour this year. It was not a very long book, but I was just like engrossed and I just got through it. And then there's like,
how many pages?
It was like 100 something, but like it was written in a weird way. It was written like in emails. The whole book was email correspondence basically between two people.
Were you reading Hillary's emails and you're considering that to be a book?
No one can read Hillary's emails, pal. Nobody knows where they are.
You're right. Hunter Biden's then, I guess. I don't know.
No, but I do enjoy those. No, it's a book
Friday
called,
night with a glass of wine reading some Hunter Biden emails.
Oh, yeah. The glass of wine's key.
Quality weekend.
I was reading. It's called Things Have Gotten Worse Since We Last Spoke or something like that. It's nasty. It's a nasty, nasty book. I loved it. But like I read Haunting of Hill House, but I was like so excited by it that I read it in like a week. It was cool. Or like Point B that Drew McGarry wrote is like 500 pages. And I read it in less than a month because it was enthralling.
That has to be the most you sentence I've ever heard. It was a nasty, nasty book. I loved it. That's oh, you man. About movies too.
Yeah. I mean,
especially about movies.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I don't like movies that are like, I don't know. It's weird. There's a delicate balance because I did not like the torture porn era. I liked the first Saw and I kind of like the second Saw. And in fact, the Saw series is whatever because the mystery and whatnot behind it is actually more interesting than the intricate, stupid traps. Once they get to that point, because the first two Saw movies are really like cool movies. Well, the first one especially is a really cool movie. And then you kind of run out of patience for the like, oh, this person has to do something terrible to themselves or they'll die.
Truly does not interest me in the slightest. I know you and I differ with that, but like,
oh yeah,
does not sound, it just does not appeal to me. I think I watched the first one with a group of, I might have even been with you like way back when or something, and after that I was like, yeah, I'm good on these. I don't think I need to see the next 8 of these movies where it's pretty much the same concept over and over again.
Well, I know it was a really low budget movie, but it's so interesting that what, like 3/4 of the first movie, or at least half of it, is two guys in a room talking. And one of them is very accomplished actor Cary Elwes. And the other one is not an actor. It is at that time writer and he had other jobs on movies, Lee Winnell. He's a director now. He's a very good director. Directed Invisible Man and Upgrade. He should, hopefully gets a chance to do other stuff. I really like his stuff. But like, they're like, yeah, we have two guys talking in a room. One of them should not be a professional actor. But I still like it, though. And in fact, that's my recommendation this week. Saw.
Really? Yeah. Okay. You know, it's funny, too, that we're talking about recommendations because the Straight Up Sabres number one fan, Torin, your brother, the man himself, Nigrelli, actually texted me today that he listened to my song recommendation from Monday's episode, the Mark Ronson and Kevin Parker one, and he enjoyed it. And that actually got me thinking. I don't know why I haven't really thought about this sooner, but like, I mean, I'm a big album person. Like, I love albums, but I feel like it's way easier for me because there's so many times where I'm just like, I don't have one to, like, an album to think of on the spot. But I should just start doing songs more often. I feel like that is what I want to do, like, my song of the episode rather than doing an album. If an album comes out or I listen to one that, like, really, really gets me, then I'll do an album. But I kind of want to do songs. And so for mine, I'm going to go with what I think might be in my, not even I think, it is definitely in my top five favorite songs of the year for any rap fans. And also I want to try and be very all over the place with eras and genres and everything so that we could kind of get a little bit something for everybody. So last time was the Mark Ronson, Kevin Parker song. That one, like I said, was very like funky, very much kind of in a similar vein of like Uptown Funk a little bit, same eras as that with Mark Ronson, of course. I'm going to do a rap song from maybe my, well, it's tough because it's up there with Kendrick for my favorite rap album, but it is easily in my top five favorite albums of 2022 by one of my favorite artists, Vince Staples, the song Magic. It was the lead single off of his album that he just dropped, which is called Ramona Park, Broke My Heart. I think I actually may have recommended the album when it came out a few months ago, but this is the lead single, Magic. Unbelievable summer song. So catchy. If anybody is like familiar with Vince Staples, if you're not, he's great. But if you're familiar with him, one of the things that I've really enjoyed about him as an artist is his evolution, really since like his first album, which was probably, I think, like six-ish years ago or so, to now. And I think he's really come into his own with like finding his sound and finding like a nice blend. And this is really what every artist strives for, which is finding that blend between making music that's like very interesting and thought-provoking, but also just has that poppy, just bopping melody to go along with it. And it really feels like on this album especially, he kind of found that perfect middle ground. It's definitely my favorite album of his to date. I love all of his albums, but like this song I feel like is the epitome of that, where it's just got a really, really catchy hook for the chorus part and a great beat behind it. The production on it's great. His rapping, the lyricism is really great. The entire album is just about like this neighborhood where he grew up in Long Beach, California. And this song is like, in my opinion, like an ultimate summer song. Very catchy. I don't know if you listen to this album, Taylor, but you would love Vince Staples.
Oh, I do like him. Yeah. I haven't listened to the album. And this song is Magic, you said?
Yeah. Magic by Vince Staples. Yeah.
And it has a feature by a guy named Mustard.
Correct. Yep.
Oh man. I gotta get in on this Mustard.
You gotta do it. No, great. Great windows down, nice warm day song to listen to. But he's awesome though. Vince Staples is really, really great. He's got so many great songs from, you know, throughout his discography. And, you know, he put out albums, I'm pretty sure, 3 straight years. If not, he has like the last 2 years. So the man is just pumping out hits and just like really, really, really great stuff. So if you're looking for some new rap, you're not really familiar with him, Vince Staples, Magic off of Ramona Park, Broke My Heart. Great, great song. So,
all right, you heard that. Brendan. Listen to Chris Stapleton's new album.
Yes, Chris Stapleton, of course. You know me. Big country guy over here. That is the one thing we will say, folks. I will give you a nice mix of some classic rock, some modern rock, some alternative stuff, some punky stuff, some rap, R&B, neo-soul, all over the board. You will not catch me giving a country recommendation, and I'm so sorry to all of our country fans out there.
I'll recommend one next week.
All right, perfect. We'll give you 5 days then to try and find one, because I know you're not sitting around listening to country music either.
It's not true.
You are so full of shit. You can't even get through the sentence.
No, I'm going to Metallica tomorrow, so maybe I'll recommend that.
Oh, cool. Nice. Good stuff, man. Enjoy.
Yep. All right. Awesome. So do you have a random saber?
Yeah, I do. Let's go with oh man, I was just thinking about somebody the other day. You know who I'm going to go with? Because Walt, did you see he had tweeted the Rochester Americans like 2004, 2005 like player booklet or whatever?
Oh yeah.
I'm going to go with Sabre and Amerik legend Norm Milley.
Oh hell yeah. All right. I'm going to go with Tobias Reeder. Bring him back.
Toby. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into this August-ass episode of Straight Up Sabres, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and the Charging Buffalo. Make sure you're checking out both presenters of this podcast on their respective websites, whatever streaming platform you're currently using to listen to this episode. Make sure you're checking out all of our fellow shows, and make sure you are also leaving us a nice review. We'd very much appreciate it. Follow them on social media as well, where you can also find us, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Straight Up Sabres. And last but not least, as Taylor said before, make sure you're heading over to DraftKings using that promo code THPN at checkout to take advantage of great deals. We'll be back with a brand new episode on Monday, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Straight Up Sabres.